Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on up to Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're behind a little bit. We're up to Ella Amar Rava. It's like smack in the middle where the lines are skinny. A little lower. About 10 lines before the lines get wide. Ella Amar Rava. Right, Ella Amar Rava, I'm sorry. Ella Amar Rava. Right smack in the middle of a story. So just to back up for 1 minute. The Mishnah had two cases. The Mishnah said there's a case like this. Shomeres Yavam. There's a Shomeres Yavam. Shenaflula Nechasim. That she gets the Nechasim. She inherits her father. She's a Shomeres Yavam. Said Beisham and Beishil, she keeps everything. Right? Beisham and Beishil, right? She keeps everything. But in the second case, she died. Then there's a split between her Yarshim and the Yavam's Yarshim. So the Gemara, what's the difference? Why is it different? So Ula had a case because what was Ula's story? Ula said one was an Arusa and one was an Nesua. Rabbi had a kasha on that because then she didn't have to die. So Rabbi has his own kasha. Rabbi has his own explanation. El Amar Rabbi, Idi v'Idi Shenafla Kishihi Nesua. Both of them are talking about she was a Nesua. Okay? Vizikas Nesua Ose Suffolk Nesua. And a Zika from a Nesua creates a Suffolk Nesua. We said it yesterday. Yesterday we said an Arusa creates a Suffolk Arusa and a Nesua creates a Suffolk Nesua. Says Rabbi, no. She was married in both cases. She had Nesua in both cases. So why in the first case, the husband died, she's waiting for Yibum, now her father dies, she gets to keep everything. But if she had the suin. But in the second case, she had the suin. Then she died. There's a split. Why? So the Gemara says, Reisha de'ihi kaima. In the Reisha, she's still alive. She didn't go anywhere. What happened to her? Her father died. Havale ihi vadai. She's a vadai. The inhu and them, who's them? The Yarshim of who?
Of the Yavam.
The Yarshim of the Yavam, they're a Suffolk.
Why they're Suffolk?
Because they didn't marry her yet.
Yeah. You said she had Nisuin.
What? She had Nisuin from the first husband.
Yeah, no, she wasn't fully done.
She had Nisuin from the first. She got married. A regular girl got married. Very happily married. Her husband died. She's waiting to do Yivam. Then her father died. Now she gets this big Yerusha. Do they get anything? Of course not. She's a Vadai. They're a Suffolk. Why are they a Suffolk? Because a Zika creates a Suffolk Nesuin.
Right.
Vadai beats a Suffolk. Very simple. They ain't Suffolk. Motsi midi Vadai. Seifa. But in the Seifa, what happened in the Seifa? Demesa. She died. She also died. So halalu born liarish, valalu born liarish. They're coming to inherit. They're coming to inherit. Right? What? And therefore, Yachloku, therefore it gets split. Now, what about Beit Hillel? How come Beit Hillel says it doesn't get split? As Beit Shammai said, it gets split. Beit Hillel said she keeps it. No, Beit Hillel said Chazaka. So Rashi explains, in the Rashi of Seifa, in the end of that Rashi, it says Ulu Beit Hillel. Hovel ve'elu krovin vadoyin heim. Right? Some people here are vadais. V'huchzika nachlazu kvar b'cheskas mishpachtan. And the chazaka...
For her
mishpacht. Yeah. Amin uki acheskasa. It stays in the chazaka. Avu b'chayeha, but if, when she's alive, ulu peiros, afilu b'sharim modu, t'nechasin b'cheskayu, and therefore the Baal doesn't get anything. Okay. That make sense? Not bad. So 1 second. So Abaya asks the following question. Ula Beis Shammai, is it true that Beis Shammai holds Ein Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai? Is that true? That Beis Shammai holds that? Vatnan. But we're not like this. Nafal Habayis Olav Yalaviv. If a house collapses on top of a father and a son, Olav Yalaviv, Olav Yal Morishav, or on someone who's going to be arshing him, a brother and a, whatever it is, two people. V'hayu alav k'suvas isha ubalchov. Let's talk about a father and a son. The son owes a lot of money. He owes money to people. He also owes money to his wife. He has a k'suva now. So what happens? Now the house collapses. The father is a rich man. So if the father dies first, the son inherits. So he could pay off all his debts.
Right.
If the son died first, all those guys that all those people that owed money are out of luck. Right? So Yarshei Ha'av Omrim, the Yarshei Ha'av say, Haben Meis Misham. The son died first. V'yachakach Meis Ha'av. And then our father died. So therefore, we got a big fat Yerusha. Right? Ubachov Omer, the guy who's owed that money, he says, no, Ha'av Meis Misham. The father died first. Bless him a big Yerusha, and he can pay me off. V'yachakach Meis Ha'ben. And now then the son died. So Beishami Omer Mechloku. Beishami says, Yachloku. Ubishil Omer Nechasan Bechazkasan. It stays in the Chazaka. That's what that means. What is a Chazaka? But don't worry about that. V'ahacha, over here, Yershe Ha'av Vadai. The Yershe Ha'av are Vadai. Why are they Vadai? Why are they Vadai?
Because they're definitely Yershe Ha'av.
What?
Rather they get anything.
Because even if the father may...
Ubalchov, Ubalchov Suffolk. The Balchov is a Suffolk. Why is he a Suffolk?
Because it depends if the son dies before or after.
Exactly. So, Ka'asi Suffolk Umotzi Midevadai. And yet we allow a Suffolk to take out of it. Why? We said split it. Why are we splitting it?
Why did children Yorshim Bavadai?
What?
Because no matter when the father dies,
Yorshim is a father.
How do I know who died first?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Even if he died second. Is it still Yorshim? It's still Yorshim. The question is, what's in the estate?
How much they
inherit. That's the how much they inherit. Definitely get inherit.
Exactly.
It's something. Let's say the father died second. They get a big Yerusha.
Right.
Let's say he died first. Right? So what did he have when he died? Now, it happens to be one of the guys who died with him is also one of his sons. So? There's other sons out there.
That's right.
Right? So he's definitely. This guy, Balchov, one of the sons who died, owed him $1 million. Guy didn't have 2 cents to his name. So they're coming. He's coming as a Suffolk. I'm only getting anything here if the son died second.
That's right.
Otherwise, I get nothing. Why? Because he died penniless. So he's a Suffolk and they're a Vadai. What did Beishamai say? Yachloku. Why?
He's showing that Suffolk is more important than a Vadai.
Exactly. Which 2 lines before we said we don't say that. So what's going on here? So the answer is, because Suffolk Beishamai holds shtar ha'omed legabos kigabos tami, a shtar that's standing to be collected, it's as if it's already collected. Therefore, they're a Vadai. So you have 2 Vadais. That's halach in shtaros. When I have a shtar that says, you owe me money, it's as if it's already been adjudicated.
Okay.
Therefore,
owe me money or not? The question is, does the Yarshim be able to...
No, so he comes as a Vadai. That's the question. He comes as a Vadai. So he's a Vadai and he's a Vadai. The only thing is, we don't know the facts. Oh, you don't know the facts? Oh, it's Yechloku. But it's not that he's coming as a Suffolk. Well, how do you know that? And by the way, they say that with the wife, because it's a Ksuva. It's also a Shtar. We're not Timur. How do you know that? The Tanan, Mesu Ba'alehen, if the husband died... I'm sorry. This is a case of a woman who is suspected of being a Sota. So they bring it to the... By the way, you only drink Mesota if your husband's still alive. What if he died? You get off the hook. Even though it's 100%, you're such a guilty woman, it doesn't matter. Husband has to be alive. So Mesu Ba'alehen, if the husband died... what's it, Ba'alehen, like plural, because there's like a bunch of them. And you know, a bunch of them up there, Achelo Shathu, and they didn't have a chance to drink yet. Beishame Omrim, Notlos Ksuvasan, they get their ksuvas. They ain't a shosos. They don't drink. Why? Husband died. They locked out. Beisil Omrim, oh shosos? No, either they drink, oh no, lo notlos ksuvasan. Or they don't get the ksuva.
It's like I'm with
Simchavero. So 1 second. Oh shosos? What do you mean, or they drink? Vehavi ish es ishto amrachmana voleka. There's no husband here. How can they drink? So that was our bichel man. Ela mitoch shalosh shosos. Since they don't drink, what else kluvasan? They don't get their ksuva. V'ahacha over here suffek who? It's a suffek. We don't know what this woman did. We don't know.
She says, "I want to drink."
No. Okay. So suffek zanai. Suffek lo zanai. It's a suffek if she would spend time with this man or not. She definitely spent time with him. She was definitely in the room with him. Maybe they could have been playing checkers. We don't know. It could have been very innocent. We just don't know. The Ka'asi Safek, Umotimi de Vadai, and yet the Safek beats the Vadai. How could the Safek beat the Vadai? The answer is El Shema Minah Shtara Omed Legabos Kigabos Dami. Okay. Good.
No.
So, 1 second.
We don't need to know.
What?
So the question that we're left with is, so fine, it's very good. So Rabbi gave his pshat, and Abaye asked a good kasha on it. What was Abaye's kasha? Abaye said, what was Abaye's kasha? Abaye said, I prove to you that your whole pshat is all wrong. Because your whole pshat is based on the fact that there's a suffix and a vadai, but a ksuba is not a suffix. Right? So now the Gemara wants to know, why did Abaye have to ask a kasha from a crazy case, the Abaye lo svei meha? Why did he have to ask on a case when a house fell on two people? Why didn't he ask the case from the ksuva, from the sota? So I think Rashi here says, because sota's in Seder Nashim, why do you have to go pick from Seder Nezikin a case? Why can't you just stay and stick to Seder Nashim?
Sota's less common than a house falling into people.
So he doesn't give that case. He gives a different case. It's Dilma, Ksuvas Isha Shiny Mishum China. I would have thought a ksuva is different because women are not going to agree to get married without a ksuva. Why? Because they'll be dropped by their husband in a minute. She burns the food, that's it, you're out. No, there's a little monetary obligation. They're not so fast to get rid of your wife. So therefore, I would have, there's a better reason to say that a ksuva is omeid, like a vadai, not a shtachov.
Makes it attractive. There,
what?
Makes it attractive for her to stay in.
Exactly. So, velos ve ksuva dimasnisen. So why didn't Abaye bring a case from our Mishnah? Why does it have to be a case from Sota?
I don't understand that question. I really don't.
What? Okay, I hear you. So the Gemara answers velo pligi, because in our Mishnah is no machlokas. Now our Mishnah had two cases. One was not machlokas, and one was yes machlokas. So the Gemara says what? Velo vaktani mesa mayaseh betzuvasa ubenachasim hanechnasim v'yotzenima. What are you talking about? That they'll argue. What do you do? Beshame omer machloku. What do you mean? There's no machlokas. Hachik Amar. Here's how we're going to read the Mishnah now. The Mishnah said, if you go back to the Mishnah for a second, the Mishnah said, Ma yasa b'tzuvasa. What's going to be with the ksuba? Ubin nechasim hanechnasim v'yotzenima. Right? Thank you. Now the Gemara reads it differently. The Gemara says you have to know where to put the punctuation. The Gemara reads like this: Hachikamar Mesa. If she died, Mayasa b'tzuvasa. What do you do with the ksuva? V'shafka. Put a period there. Then Nechasim haNechnasim v'yotzimim b'shamim b'halgu Yushevav Yushevav and b'silam Nechasim b'ches kasan. It's a machlokas. What's a machlokas? What you do with all the property? The ksuva, there's no machlokas about that. They both agree. Therefore, Abaye didn't want to ask a question from our Mishnah because there's no machlokas. I didn't read it like that because the Gemara changed it. Put the period right there. Amar Vashi, Masnitsa Nami Deka. The truth is, the Mishnah is meduyik like that. That what? That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing in the case of the ksuva, even in the second case. I'm not sure why this is true. I'm not sure how this proves it, but it does. Diktani, it says, Yachloku Yerusha HaBaal im Yerusha HaAv. The Yerushim of the Baal argue on the Yerushim of the Av. V'lokatoni, and it doesn't say Yerusha HaAv im Yerusha HaBaal. Right? It says the Yerushim of the Baal first. They're arguing with the Yerushim of the Av. It doesn't say it all the way around. It doesn't say Yerusha HaAv are arguing about Yerusha HaBaal. Therefore, it's a raya. They're not arguing about ksuva. I'm not sure why that is, but
why do you think Yachloku means they're arguing? They didn't just split.
No. Yachloku does mean they split. Yachloku does mean they divide. What?
Because you said that they're arguing on that point.
Hmm.
You're talking about the ksuva now.
What?
What are you talking about?
No, the next one. The next issue. Yeah. The next issue was what do you do with the property? So it says Yerusha HaBaal. This is a Yachloku. Bishama says Yachloku. So since it says Yachloku Yerusha Baal im Yerusha Av and not the other way around, it's a raya that they're not arguing on the Ksuva. How exactly that's a raya, I'm not 100% sure, but it is. I know, but what's the matter? How? What's the matter? Who's timing on who? No, they're arguing on the Ksuva. That's exactly the point. They're arguing on the next part. What's the next part? The rest of the assets.
No, because it's a difference between the getting land, a guarantee on land, a guarantee on cash.
Okay, I know, but why does it matter? A argues with B or B argues with A? Oh, but it's such a big difference. It said it like that. The Mishnah said A is arguing with B. That means that there's no argument on the Ksuva. If it would have said B argues with A, then I wouldn't know what to say. Why is that? I don't know. Okay. Third answer to explain the Mishnah is Abaya. Abaya Omar. Abaya says like this. Reisha, the case of the Reisha, where she was a Shemeris Yavam, and then we said Beishama and Beishil agree that she keeps everything when her father died. Dinaflula Kishihi Shemeris Yavam. It fell to her when she was a Shemeris Yavam. Seifa, in the Seifa when she already died. So what changed? That she died? What changed is Dinaflula Kishahaya.
She was still married.
Tachlas Babal. She was married. The Kasavar Abaya Yado Ki Yada. Abaya holds the husband's hand is just as strong as her hand. What does that mean? So in order to figure this out, we have to go back to Amud Beis and the last two Rashi Abaya. Abaya. See what says Abaya? Second to the last Rashi there? Like four lines in the bottom? Abaya. Mahada Aresha the Shmaitin. Abaya is going back to the beginning of this discussion. L'tarutze to answer Maishna Resha de lo pligi u'maishna seifa de pligi v'tirtze lav mishum de bereisha yikayemes v'seifa mishum de letha. Not because in the Resha she's alive as if she died. No, nothing to do with that. The vaday seifa nami ikishi shomeres yavam naflula midi naflula. Even if she was a shomeres yavam beishamay modu de yushia av vadoin v'nechasen v'chetkasen. That's not nothing to do with that. El Reisha de Nafula Kishi Shemeres Yavam. The Reisha she was Shemeres Yavam. Lefikach therefore Mukrachas Lechatchila. Mukrachas Lechatchila. Yeah, there's no discussion. There's no dispute. Vehuadin Omesu Yarshim Yarsheha Yarshinosa. The Lo Mahani Zika Lemikni Nichse Dahashta. Nothing to do with Zika here. It says I reject all we suggested. Well, Zika creates a suffix Nisuin. None of that. Seifa. The Sefer, she's still married. So what's going on? She's still married. So what's going on? Says Rashi. So what does Rabbi say? Yada ki yada. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Look at the second line of the Rashi. Kasavar Abaya. Abaya holds. Nisua yada ki yada. A husband has the same power as his wife. Velo yoser, and not more. Therefore, hilkach, therefore, kishemes. When she dies, ein liyabam ba elazika yado gerua miyada. So now, there's a yavam, but it's only a zika. They're not married yet. He didn't do yibam yet. So what is that guy? That guy's lower than her now. She and her husband were equal. Whatever power she had in the property, the husband had equal power. Now that he died, now she's a Shemeris Yavam, the other guy's property, the other guy's power, the Yavam's power, till he marries her, is lower than hers. Therefore, Ukishemes, and therefore when she dies, if they're married, then Yad HaYavam Ki Yada V'Yachloku. Then they have the same, and then they divide it. Ubitsuvas Kabakosev, and the Ksuvas they argue about the same thing, says Rashi. Now we know that's simply, as Rav is going to point out, that's not true. A husband doesn't have the same power as his wife, he has more power than his wife. Right? That's not true. But that answers the question. When it said Yachloku, the wife didn't die. Right? I'm sorry. So let's go back now. In the first case, she's a Shemeris Yavam, she is more than this other guy, she gets everything. When they're married already, and now she dies, it's Echloku. Right?
becomes the grandfather.
What?
When they're married.
Exactly. Amalei Rava, one second.
But he's using the language of Shomeres Yavam. Shomeres Yavam is somebody who didn't get...
Exactly. That's Yavim. Exactly why she keeps everything.
No, if she dies... Why Achaluk?
No, no. So Rabbi says in the second case, she was married when she died.
So she's already a Yavama.
Right. So Amalei Rava, one second. Eid Nafli La Kashit, she tachta of the Baal, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, the Yado Adifa Miyada. No, no one disputes that. No one disputes that if a married couple, the husband has more power than the wife. Nobody argues on that. What's that you talking about?
In her nechasim?
What?
Her nechasim?
Yeah.
He's more powerful than she's in her nechasim?
Yeah, he has missing a log, all that.
Sure,
of course.
He can't sell. So
what?
He gets everything.
Eliedi says Rava is the answer number. Eliedi veEdi the Nafalaki Shimish Shemeres Yavam. Both cases are talking about Shemeres Yavam. So what's the difference? Reisha de la Avibah Mimer. Reisha, nobody did Mimer. Nobody did Mimer. Nobody has a leg up on anybody else. Therefore, she keeps everything. Seifa in the Seifa, the Avibah Mimer. Somebody did Mimer. So therefore, what?
It's like marriage, right?
Oh, the Kasava Rava. Maimer libe shamai, osiv vade arusa. Maimer creates a vade arusa v'safek nesua, and it creates a safek nesua. Vade arusa lutchos pitzara. It's enough of, remember we had this? It's enough of an arusa to push off tzaras. And safek nesua lachalik b'nechasim. And it's a safek nesua that the nechasim get divided.
So if someone does maimer, then the tzara can get married right away.
Correct.
That's probably a surprise. The whales
are being
correct.
Right. Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar Kavase de Rava. Vidmar Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina Kavase de Abaya. Right, we have one going on. Me Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Did Rabbi Elazar really say that? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Maimer LeBeishami, Ein Akona Eluchas Sarah Bilvad. What are you talking about? He said, Maimer's not such a big deal. All it does is push off the Tzara. So Gemara says, you're right, Eipach. Switch around the names. He never said that about Beishami because... It doesn't, that's inconsistent. V'ibay saying, well, all multi, but you don't have to switch it. Amalach Rabbi Elazar, ki yarmi ana, when I said that Maimer is not such a big deal, all it does is push off the tzara, the lo sagi lo baget, a get's not enough now, el deboy nami chalita. If somebody does Maimer, and then he changes his mind, you know what, I'm not going to marry her. What does he have to give her?
Get
and chalita. Why? Maimer's not really marriage. You have to give both, you have to give chalita still. Nechasim de lo kani mi amar. I didn't say one word about nechasim. You're trying to say that I can't say, I'm arguing on myself. I didn't say anything about nechasim. I didn't talk about it.
Right?
Amar of Papa, diyuka de masnis and kavase da abaya. The diyuk of the Mishnah supports abaya. Why? It just does. Afagav de kashya mesa. Even though we had a kasha earlier, then why does the person have to die? Same kasha here. Diktani nechasim hanechnasim. It says nechasim hanechnasim v'yotzim ima. My nechasim my nechnasim my yotzim. What does it mean? Property that comes in and property that goes out. What does that mean? Lav nechasim la l'rishus habal. Doesn't it mean nechasim that go into the rishus of the baal, right? V'yotzim mirishus habal l'rishus ha'im l'rishus ha'av. And what does that mean, v'yotzim? They leave the father's, the husband's rishus, and they go to the father's. Nevertheless, right?
No, it goes out of the rishus of the father, and into out of the rishus of the husband, into the rishus of the father.
Right. Tafagav the kashya mesa, and even though we asked the kashya yesterday, why does she have to die? Ademiflegi begufa ulaachar mesa liflegi bechayeha ulapeiros. Why does she have to die? Just say she didn't die, and they're arguing who has power over the peiros. Says Rav Papa, I don't have an answer for that. But v'sulo midi, don't ask it anyway. It doesn't change my opinion that we pass it on like Abaya. Says Rashi, ein l'hashav al kach. Don't ask me about that. Devadai dika tkavase. The diak supports Abaya v'kasha le'mesa. Even though we have a kasha, why does she have to die? The Tosva says, and the Tosva says afa afa gaf. In the last four lines there. Bahalachos, in the halachos, psukos, do you have Yudoigon? That's the Bahag. Pasak Kabaya. We pass in like Abaya. Kidder of Papa Basroikoi Kavate. Because Rav Papa's the last person here, he's the Basra, and we pass in like Abaya. Ah, I've had the Lachash of Bial Kagam. So why isn't this one of the Al-Kagan? Hold like Abaya. Mishum, the Iri Ba'amaroi. There's other Amaroi in here that also agree with Abaya. So it's not a Machlokas Abaya and Rava. It's a Machlokas Abaya and other people against Rava. It doesn't, it's not a Yalkagam. Okay. Figure that's something interesting. We'll put that in. Okay. Okay. That ends a super hard Gemara. Next. Then we said, Kanta Harehi. If a Yavam does Yibum on the woman, she becomes his wife in all respects. What does that mean? What regarding what? What does that mean? To the Ma'ik Hachatzel, regarding what? So, Amar Biyosi V'chanina, Lomer, Shemagar Shebeget Umachzira. Let's say, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Shimon marries Rachel and Yibum. He does the mitzvah of Yibum. They're married for 5 years. Because now he wants to get rid of her. How does he get rid of her? Does he have a chalitza now? No. He gives her a get. What if he gives her a get and then he changes his mind, he wants to marry her back? Is he allowed to?
You might think he can't because he's a brother's wife.
Well, if he gave her chalitza, he could never marry her again. What?
Yeah, but if you married her, why not?
Exactly. That's exactly what the Mishnah said. It becomes a wife like every other wife. What? And every other wife, you can divorce and remarry. So do this one. Megarsha.
Is there a ksuba?
We're going to answer the ksuba in a minute. So Megarsha began to Pshita, the obvious. Well, Saka said, I would have thought, all of the Kasa Vulachalish of Yavama Amrachmana, Vadaini Vumerishan Aleha, she still considered the Yavama and the Chalitza in Begetlo, and even 5 years later, you give a Chalitza to let her leave. Kamashwan, absolutely not. Now, Machzira Pshita, you can take her back also, Pashat. That's it, so Pashat. Saka said, I would have thought, Mitzvah
Dura. Thinking they can get away with giving her a chalitza. I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Where does that come by?
Because maybe she's not, because she's not. Normally, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. If there were kids, this would never be happening. So maybe it's a whole different world. That's a far fetched. Saga de chamina mitzvah d'ram yale of da hasha take a malebi. It's her aishes ach. Once I divorce her, I fulfilled my mitzvah of marrying my brother's wife. I can't remarry her. Kamashmon, you can. Ve'mahachanami, maybe you can't. How do you know you can? So Gemara says, Amar Kra, v'lachalo le'isha. It says, you take her to be your wife. Kivan de'lacha, harei ishto l'chal davar. She becomes your wife in all respects. Then we said, one difference. U'bovad, she takes suvasa of the first husband. My time, why is that? Because Isha, this woman, hiknu lo min hashamayim, Hashem forced this woman on you. Yes, you could have given her chalitza, but you don't want to do that. You want to do the right thing. The right thing is to do yibum. So you never would have married this woman otherwise. So the ksuva of the first husband is paid for, not yours. But ve'i lesle min arishon, if his estate didn't have enough, so tiknu la misheni, we make the second one pay. Kadei shelo tekala b'nei lotzia. So it shouldn't be so easy for him to divorce her.
What do you mean pay? He obligates himself.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, he will when he dies. His estate will pay, absolutely. Okay. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. The mitzvah is on the oldest brother to do yibim. Lo ratza, he doesn't want to. Mahalchin akal achin. You go to all the brothers. You go down in age order. Lo ratzu. Yeah. Lo ratzu, none of them want to. Chosun etzel gadol, you go back to the oldest one. For omlo, you tell him, olecha mitzvah, it's your mitzvah. O chalot, o yibim. Do chalitza or do yibim? Tala bekatan achi yigdal. If you say, listen, I'm waiting for this one to grow up. He really wants to marry her. Wait a few years. Oh, begadal achi yavam medina siyam. Or you say, listen, the oldest brother, he's overseas. He'll be back in 6 months. Oh, cheresh. Or let's say he's deaf or shote. And you say, well, wait for him to heal. Right? He'll get better soon. Ain shomer lo, you don't listen to that. Ela omrim lo, alecha mitzvah. Your mitzvah is right here, right now. Don't tell me about 6 months. Don't tell me about 5 years later. O chalotz, o yibam. Do chalitza or do yibam?
It's called the oldest one.
Correct. Idmar. What about this? Bias katan. Katan doesn't mean a katan. It means a younger brother. He could be 20 years old. Bias katan, v'chalitza's gadol. The gadol is 25. He says, I'll do chalitza, I'm not doing yibam. The 20-year-old says, I'll marry her. Which one wins?
Yibam.
So machlokas. What do we do? Do we let the younger one do Yibum? We have a preference for the older brother. He doesn't want to do he wants to do Chalitza. The younger brother will do Yibum. When it says Kod, it doesn't mean it's not a 10-year-old kid. It doesn't mean that. It means the younger brother. So which one wins? Yeah.
There's a mitzvah for Yibum. It doesn't say which brother should do the Yibum.
Yes, it does. It says HaBachar. So we learn out the oldest brother. What? That what?
Was not the one in first.
But he wasn't even. But that wasn't a real Yibum anyway. He wasn't a brother-in-law.
No, it goes in.
Here is this Karo. That's Karo.
It's preferable.
But there's no such thing.
But it's preferable.
There's no such thing as Yibum by a Karo. Okay, it's an idea. It's a mitzvah.
Why are we going against the mitzvah? The mitzvah started with ask each brother from oldest to youngest.
So it's a machlokes. Pligi by Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad Amar, one says, Bias Katan Adifa. For Chad Amar, Chalitza's Katal Adifa. Exactly. So one minute. Man to Amar Bias Katan Adifa. The one who says Bias Katan is better. To Mitzvah be Yibum. Yibum's much better. Man to Amar Chalit. To Amar Chalitza's Gadol Adifa. Because B'makom Gadol. Bias Katan Lav Klomi. If the Gadol's here, we ignore everyone else. Tanan, one second. Our Mishnah said, Lo Rata, if he doesn't want to, who doesn't want to? The Gadol, Machzir and Al-Kol Achim. You go to each brother. My love, doesn't that mean, Lo Rata Liyabim, nobody wants to do Yibum, Elo Lachlot. But somebody wanted to do Chalitza. Vikatani, and what do you see? What does it say? Mahalchen Eitel Achim. Shmamina, Bias Katan Adifa. Obviously it's better. Sigmar says, Lo, that's not what it meant. It meant lo ratza lachlots v'lo liyavim. Nobody wanted to do anything. The oldest brother, I'm not doing either one. Next one, I'm not doing either one. Third one, I'm not doing either one. Fourth one, I'll do Yibum. That's when the Mishnah said, "You go down the." I don't know. Dekav, one second, that can't be right because dekavah say gabe achin lo ratzu lo lachlots v'lo liyavim. One second, if that's true, that nobody wants to do anything. That my chodim eitzel gadol. Why are you going back to the gadol? Why don't you just make the so nobody wants to do anything? Why do you have to go back to the old one to force him? Force the one you're at. Why should Bezin have to go chase his gadol down to force him to do yibum, which nobody wants to do anyway? So for you, you're in the house of the cotton to make him do it. The gemara says, "Well, kivin the mitzvah le didei ramya le didei kafinan." Since it's his mitzvah, we force him. Tanan. The Mishnah said, Talib kar nachi yigdol, if the older brother says, listen, I don't want to do it, but he does. So wait a few years till he gets a little older, let him do it. Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to that. Now one second, v'bias kar nadifa, if the bias kar is better, am I ein shomin lo? Why don't we listen to that? Let's do it. Nintar, let's wait. Dilma gadol will be yabim. Maybe he'll grow up, and he'll do yibum. So why don't we wait? Obviously, we don't wait. According to you, one second. If one of the brothers said, listen, the Gadol is overseas, he'll be back 6 months. Am I? Why? Am I Nintar? Dilmar Asi V'chalz? Why should we wait? Maybe he'll do Chalitza. Right? Ella, the answer is, Kol Shehuei Mitzvah Lo Shahinan. Kol Shehuei Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. You don't delay a mitzvah. You don't tell me I'll do it in 6 months, I'll do it in 3 years from now. Right now it is a mitzvah.
When one survivor is a baby, we do wait for...
That's because he can't do the mitzvah. He can't. Here, they can. They just don't want to. It's the Amri. Others say, Bibia, if there's Bia here, Kuli Amalo Pligi the Bia's Kod Adifa. Now, everyone agrees the cotton goes first. No question about that. Yibum beat Chalitza, even if it's a younger brother. Ki Pligi, what's the machlokes? Bechalitzas katan, where the katan wants to do chalitza. Again, it doesn't mean a katan; it means the younger brother. V'hachi itmar, and here's how we learned it: chalitzas katan, v'chalitzas gadol. Now, the issue isn't beer. No question, Yibum wins chalitza. The question is what chalitza? Pligi bar biyachad v'yishu ben levi. Chad amar chalitzas gadol adifa. So if you can do Chalitza, it's still better to have the older brother do it. They're all the same. Doesn't matter. You're in New York, and the older brother lives in California. Why schlepping from California? There's a younger brother right here. Why? Because it makes no difference. Man damar chalitzas gadol adifa. One say no. Chalitzas gadol. We will fly in that guy from California. Why? Because chalitzas gadol adifa. The ha mitzvah begadol. Because the mitzvah is his. The idach and the other one holds no. Ki amir mitzvah begadol. When do we say the mitzvah is with the gadol? That's in yibum. Aval in chalitza gadol dininu. When it comes to chalitza, they're both the same. They're all the same. Now we're going to say the exact same gemara we had before over here. Tanan, one second. Our Mishnah said, Lo Ratzu, the guy, the older brother didn't want to, Chazun Eitzel Gadol. You go back to the Gadol. Go back to the Gadol. My love, doesn't it mean, Lo Ratzu Lo Yabim El L'Chalit? He didn't want to do Yibim, he only wanted to do Chalitza, Fikatani Chazun Eitzel Gadol. It says you go back to the Gadol. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Chalitza's Gadol Adifa. The Chalitza's Gadol is better. Lo ratzu, no, that's not what it means. Lo ratzu, lo lachalitz, lo liyabim. He didn't want to do yibim, he didn't want to do chalitza. The kava say, gabe gadol. One second, that can't be right. Because then that similar case, by the gadol, lo ratzu, lo lachalitz, lo liyabim. He doesn't want to do anything. So, elamai chodun etzel gadol lechmichviyeh. Why are you going back to him to force him? Why are you going to go back to California? Why is the Bezin doing that? Lechayvi lose a day, go back, go force the closest one. What's the difference? No, the Gemara says, no, given the mitzvah, Ale Didei, Ram Yol Didei Kaifinon. Since it's his mitzvah, we force him. Tashma, then we say like this. Tala Begadol, if you try to delay it, blaming the Gadol's Ajavim, you didn't say, he's overseas, ain't Shomelo. You don't listen to that. Isaka, that the Chalitza's Gadol Adifa, if the Chalitza's Gadol's better, Samai ain't Shomelo. Why don't you listen to that? Nintar, Dilma Asi, Vichalit. Maybe he'll come back and do Chalitza. So, according to that, Bekata Nachi Yigdal ain't Shomin Lo, am I? Why don't we listen? And why don't we listen to the fact that maybe the cotton will grow up? Nintar Dilma Gadol Miyabin, right? Skip the parentheses. Ella, the same answer. Ella Kol Shahuye Mitzvah Lo Shahinan. We don't delay. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Over where? In Mesetas Bechoros. It says over there.
One question. Is it up to her or Basin? Let's see,
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
I'd rather wait for this guy here.
It's up to both of them. You'll see. It's not awesome. It's a good question. Unclear, really. Mitzvah Yibum kodemus l'mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah Yibum precedes the mitzvah chalitza. Could you imagine that? Where does that appear? It appears in Bechoros. Does it appear in Mesechta Yevamos? No. Doesn't appear there. It appears in Yevamos. That what? That Yibum is a preference to chalitza. So Berishona, originally, Shayom Mischav L'Shem Shemayim, originally people had what? I'm sorry, L'Shem Mitzvah. Achshav now, Shayom Mischav L'Shem Mitzvah. People are not doing it for the Mitzvah. What are they doing it for? Other reasons. Amru, Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus L'Mitzvah Yibam. Chalitza comes first. There's a preference now for Chalitza. Amar Rav, Ein Kofin. But we don't force somebody to do Chalitza. Says Rashi on top, Amara in Kofin, E Nichol Tarvayhu. If they both agree, Liavume, to do Yibum, Ein Kofin or so Lachlot. You don't force them to do it. They both want to do it, let them do it. Says Rashi in the 1100s. They want to? 1000s. They want to? Why not? The name of Lav, Ein Kofin or so Lachlot, the name of Lav L'mitzvah Mechavni. Don't say that they're not doing Kavana for a mitzvah. Upaga be'isher eishes ach, and it's like marrying an itzer eishes ach. You hear what Rashi's saying? But the Gemara really says it. If you marry a yevama with the wrong kavana, because she's pretty or she's rich or you're a loser and now you have a wife, any reason like that, that's considered as if you did an avira, right? Which is fascinating. It's a fascinating. And by the way, the Gemara is going to point out in a few minutes when you get married the first time. You can get married for any wrong reason. And it's a valid marriage. Because she's pretty, because she's rich, because you're a loser, and she said yes to you. Any reason's good reason. First time, there's no issue on it. First time, well, it's no issue here either. We're imputing kavanah. I'm doing the maisa. I'll be married to her, I'll treat her with respect, I'll be a nice husband. But it happens to me, she's a very pretty girl. That's an isser?
Yeah, because regularly Asian's office is an isser.
I know, but it's a mitzvah yibum.
Let's say, it's a mitzvah yibum, but you're not. Yeah,
they're eating a lot of it. Who did that? Think about what the Gemara is doing.
He's a human being. He has to have.
Think about what's going on here. There, that's why we don't allow Yibam. Think about what's going on here.
We just mitzvah strichos kavana.
So Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman said, even if you hold in mitzvah strichos kavana, I'm sorry, the other way around. Even if you hold, what's going on here? So he says like this, is asay is dochelos asay. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. Whenever an asay is dochelos asay, you have to have the right kavana. Interesting idea. I could take a lulav for no reason at all. The wrong kavana. I got a mitzvah.
What
about you? What? You're going to come to love her?
You're doing it for the wrong reason, but the final analysis, you've been doing it for the wrong reason.
I always wasn't impressed with Ruth.
That's why I heard a shear from Jonas and Sachs, and he found, he thought of a case where you do something with the wrong kavana, and yet we kosher it, and we say it's okay. Right? What's that case? That case is Erev Tavshilin. I'm really cooking for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a shilin, it's all good. Well, your kavana gets ignored. Well, maybe guests will come. What do you mean guests will come? Nobody likes me. No guests are coming. It's okay. So we're still allowed to. Why? Because we ignore kavana. And over here, we don't ignore kavana. It's a very interesting idea. This is the only case we have. Do we ignore kavana? It's irrelevant what your kavana is. We're going to tell you what to think. And over here, just the opposite. Your kavana is so important, it'll ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, because
you'd rather be ugly, I guess. Huh?
Anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. Kiyosel kamei derav amalahu ibois chalitz ibois yavim bididach talarachmana. It's up to you. It says amlo yachpo to ish. He doesn't want to. Hayim yachpo. If he does want to, iboy chalitz iboy yavim. If he wants to, good. If not, not. Therefore, bihuta savar ain kofin. Also, we don't force you. We don't force you to do chalitza. Mid the iskin of Yehuda begita the chalitza. Rabbi Yehuda wrote when you did chalitza that a document. They call it a get here. It's a document. What does it say? Ech plonis bas ploni, plonis the son of ploni, akravis ya ploni yavama. He comes next to this guy who the yavam, the brother-in-law. Kadana lebedina. They came to the bedina. Veishtamo deinhu. We clarified. That's what that word means. Da'chua de'misna da'abaninu. That they really talk of brothers from the same father. That we made sure about. Va'amrile eats obviously out of yavim. You want to do yavim? Do yavim. V'ilo, and if not, idle raglecha di'yamina. Stick out your right foot. V'idle bla ragla di'yamina. He sticks out his right foot. V'shara sineh mi'al raglo. She unties his shoe. V'yirakas ba'anpoi ruka. And she spits a spit. The mischazi lebedin alara. That the bezin could see it falls to the ground. Tosh says it doesn't have to fall to the ground, it could even fall on him. So what do you see from there? That it says, if he wants to, he could. And we end off that document, we're doing this like it says in the Torah. Ishtamodinu. What do you mean you clarified? So pligiba ravacha ravina. Chadamar be'edim. How do you clarify that? One says with edim. The chadam afilu karv afilu isha. Even a karv could say it. Even a woman could say it. Velchasa gali milsa ba'almhi. It's a gili milsa. In other words, it's something that you can find out. Afilu karv afilu isha. Okay. Then we said v'rishon l'shem mitzchav l'shem mitzvas mitzvas yibum yibum kadamas l'mitzvas chalita. Originally, when people have the kavana, yibum wins. Achshav shem mitzchav l'shem mitzvah amru mitzvas chalita kadamas l'mitzvas yibum. Now we say chalitza comes first. Now we went back to say mitzvah yibum is better. So Amaleir Nachem Beitzach, what? Ach Shadari, whatever became such holy men. Everyone all of a sudden became so holy that we let them, we do yibum now. So no. Meikara Savri Laka Abashal. First we thought like Abashal. Ulbasav Savri Laka Rabbanu. The Tanya, Abashal Omer. Hakon says, if Loshem Noi, if you marry the yibum because she's pretty, oh Loshem Ishus, or because you want to be married. You want to wear a talis and shul. You don't want to look like a funny person, right? Or l'shem davar acher, if any other reason you come up with. Ki'ilu pogeya be'erva. It's as if you had a relation with an erva. It's such an unbelievable statement. It doesn't say you shouldn't do it, it's not nice. No, it's an erva. So, the karvini liya be'ena liya v'lad mamzer. And I think that the children will be mamzerim. No, they will not be mamzerim. Not on the daraisa level. Because on the daraisa level, there is no kavana. The Chama Omer, no. Yivam Yavola, but Kol Machom. Doesn't matter what, how, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. So, Man the Tana Rabbanim. Who said the following story? It says, Yivam Yavola, that's a mitzvah. What does that mean? Shebetchi Lahai Salah Bechval Heter. Originally, you could have married this girl. She's an old girl in the market. Anyone can marry her. Nesra, then what happened? Your brother married her. So now she asks it to you. V'chazra v'hutra. Now she became mutter again with Yibum. Yochel, I would think, tachzer letei harishon, it goes back to the original heter. She's a girl in the market. I don't need any kavanas. Tamalama yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. Tamalama yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. Mantana, who said that? Amar v'chazra baravdimi, abashol hi. That's abashol. Now we're going to explain how it's abashol. V'chi kamar, yavama yavo aleha mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What does it mean it's a mitzvah? Betchila ha'isala b'chal heter. Really, when she was a single girl, you could have married her. For any reason, even a wrong reason. L'shem noi, what's l'shem noi, konza, you want to marry because she's pretty, you could do that. What's l'shem ishus, you want to do that because you want to be a married man, konza, you could do that. Now, what happened? Your brother married her. So Nasra, she became aser. Chazri v'hutra, now she became mutter again. Yachzol taksel l'heter rishona, I would think all the original wrong reasons are still valid now. I can marry her because she's pretty, because I want to be married, whatever it is. Talmud Lomar, where am I? Talmud Lomar, Yavama, Yavo Aleha, Lemitzvah. The only way you could do it is if it's a mitzvah. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, I feel entitled to the Rabbanon. It can even be the Rabbanon. Vachi Kamar. Here's how we're going to read the Mishnah. Yavama, Yavo Aleha, Mitzvah. Really, it's a mitzvah. Shebetchila ha'isa b'chal heter. Right? Really, originally, she was a single girl. Ratza lichnas, ratza konza, ratza ena konza. You want to, yeah. You don't want to, not. Nesra, then she became asa to you. Chaz of hutra, then she became mutter again. How'd she become mutter again? Because your brother died. Yachal taksal heter rishona. I would think it goes back to the original heter. Ratza konza, ratza ena konza. 1 second, ratza ena konza? What do you mean, ratza ena konza? Ha'gidabe b'chitei, but you gotta do something. Right, so it means right. Ela ema ratza konza. If you want, you marry her. Ratza chalutla. And if not, you got to do chalitza. You can't just, I'll do nothing. That's not an option. Talmud lomar, yivavo yamo leha mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What do you see from here? That yibum is a better mitzvah on chalitza, even without kavana. And that's the running machlokas. And someone told me that Sfaradim today allow yibum. Is that true? I don't know. Ashkenazim generally do not. If you ever hear about it, they make these movies about it, right? The Jewish, these crazy movies. But generally, I don't think it's accepted. All right, thank God we caught up. And we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. What?